Okay, a pleasure. Welcome back, Lori Novak, of course, who's spoken many times for us. Yoatzet Halacha is one of the early Yoatzet Halacha for, I think, over 20 years already. And she is working now, in addition to that, as director of Diracheha, which is affiliated with Yeshivat Har Etzion, putting all kinds of stuff, which she has spoken about in the past, women's issues in Halacha. So a pleasure to welcome Lori. Why we read the Megillah twice, and you can have the opportunity to do it four times. We can't do that here, but maybe you can. Okay, Bakasha.
So, thank you so much, Rabbi Jay. Thanks to everyone who's joining us today. This is actually a favorite topic of mine. I love teaching Torah when investigating a particular sugya or issue really immediately has the opportunity to impact how we observe halacha and how we understand a mitzvah. And this is one such case, something that might seem at first to be a peripheral issue. I think that we'll discover Bezrat Hashem by the end of our shiur today. Actually, can transform your experience of Megillah reading. At least I know it transformed mine. So I'm going to share the screen. Let's hope this goes all right. Hold on. Share screen. Here. And then advance. Share the screen. Share. Got it. Okay. I'm gonna now move this so that it's actually a coherent piece of the screen, and then hopefully you'll all still be with me and we'll be able to get started. Okay, so I want to start with a few chunks of Gemara to get into this issue. And it's a funny issue. I mean, you ever really think about it? Why really? Well, I'll tell you how most people think about it. Most people think about it the following way. They're sitting and they're focusing, they're struggling to focus on hearing the Megillah during the day, and they're saying, I just did this. How am I going to have the koach to do this again? And really, why am I doing this again? If we think about it, let's say Torah reading, even Shabbos, we read the Torah reading, we do it once. We don't, we might repeat it. At Zachor, actually, sometimes we repeat it because people have disagreements about the pronunciation. Let's say someone is shaking lulav on Sukkos. They're going to do it once a day. What is going on with reciting, with reading the Megillah twice over the course of Purim, both at night and during the day? And to understand this, we have to start with some Mishnahs and a little bit of Gemara. So this is the first source, and it's talking about the timing that's appropriate for Megillah reading. Mishnah, Kol Hayom Kasher L'Kriyat HaMegillah, and then it continues and tells us about other mitzvahs that the whole day is suitable for them. So, for example, a Kriyat Halal. Halal, you can say all day long. Tkiyat Shofar, you could blow all day long. Nitilat Lulav, taking the Lulav. Tfilat HaMusafin, Musaf. Goes on and on and on. And then we have a little rule. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. Davar SheMitzvato Bayom, Kasher Kol Hayom. Something which the mitzvah is during the day, it's fitting and it's correct, halachically, to do it all day long. You can do it all, at any point during the day. Davar shemitzvato balayla, kasher kol halayla. Something where the mitzvah is to do it at night. It's halachically correct to do it. You can do it at any point during the night. So we have here a Mishnah that tells us that we can read the Megillah at any point during the day of Purim, which is, of course, very convenient. It's helpful. If you missed it at 6 a.m., you can do it at 7 a.m. You missed it at 7 a.m., you can do it at 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., go through your day. The Gemara asks, as it often does, where this halacha comes from. Minalan, whence do we know this? Da'amar Kra, because the pasuk tells us, and this is a quotation from the Megillah, the hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim. Okay, and these days, hayamim ha'ele, were remembered and done. The idea is nizkarim, remembered. It's zechira bapeh. It's like mentioning nizkarim. It's the reading of the Megillah as represented by nizkarim. Naasim are the actions of different mitzvahs of Purim. But the point is that this nizkarim, the reading of the Megillah, is happening in hayamim ha'ele, these days. How do I know that all day long is permissible for reading the Megillah? Because the Megillah itself tells me that the Megillah is read in these days, and we're darshaning out the word days here to mean during the day. Well, already we should be wondering, what happened to the Megillah reading at night. And for that, let's move on to another Mishnah and the Gemara, which is going to ask exactly this question. Mishnah. Ein korin et ha-Megillah, velo malin, velo tovlin, velo mazin, v'chein shemayit. These are different halachot. We'll skip the specifics, but we don't read the Megillah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, ad shetenetz hachama, until the sun rises. V'chulan, and all of these mitzvot, she'asu mishe'ala amud hashachar kasher, if after the fact you did it following dawn, but prior to sunrise, it's also okay. So we have another Mishnah that's talking about the timing of reading the Megillah. Previously, we saw that all day long is okay. And here we have our starting point being very carefully defined for this mitzvah and for some other mitzvahs that are performed during the day. And the starting point for reading the Megillah is supposed to be from sunrise on in a pressing situation, or after the fact, it can be from after dawn. And this one makes it even more difficult to think about Megillah reading at night, because it sounds a simple reading of the Mishnah is you can't read the Megillah until the sun has come up on Purim. The Gemara asks this question. Again, Minalan, whence do we know this? Where does this come from? The Amar Kra, again, because the Pasuk says, Vayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'na'asim, same verse from the Megillah, nizkarim, that we're reading the Megillah in these days, Bayom in, halayla lo. You read the Megillah during the day, yes. At night, no. Lema tehave ti yufta de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Wait, says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara knows a tradition that, in fact, we do read the Megillah at night. And the Gemara is going to ask about it, because now we've just made it explicit that we're understanding this pasuk and we're understanding these Mishnayot as saying, you read the Megillah during the day, and it sounds like it's specifically during the day. Shall we say that this is a refutation of what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said? The Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Because here's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Chayav adam likrot et ha-Megillah balayla velishnota bayom. A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, he said. Velishnota. Lishnota is a funny word. The simple reading sounds like, and to repeat it, like from the word shnayim, right? To do it again. Ulishnota bayom, to do it at night, and to repeat it during the day. So wait a minute. These things really sound like they contradict each other. We have the Mishnah, which seems to suggest that you can't read the Megillah before the sun comes up, maybe in a pinch from sunrise. I mean, maybe from a pinch from dawn. And then you have the Gemara telling us Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, a person is obligated to read the Megillah at night and then to repeat it during the day. How do we resolve this seeming contradiction? Well, the Gemara says, ki katani adiyom. When this Mishnah is discussing the Megillah, it's concerning specifically the daytime reading. We shouldn't go so far when we're saying, if we're not going to go so far as saying in the day, yes. At night, no. But when we're talking about the parameters of the reading during the day, we'll say that it's from sunrise and not before. And the parameters of the reading during the night just don't appear in the Mishnah. And that's also funny. Okay, so now this really says, we start to wonder, where does this come from? We have a pasuk, we have a drasha from the pasuk, we have Mishnayot. They all seem to know about Megillah reading during the day and not so much at night. And then we have this tradition from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that the Gemara knows about and is defending, which says that we're doing it at night and then again during the day. And we need to try to understand that. And to do that, we need to look at another section of the Gemara. And this piece of Gemara explores this position of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and where it comes from. And this is a very important piece for understanding this whole halacha. Va'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chayav adam likrot et ha-Megillah balayla v'lishnota bayom. That's the same teaching we had before, right? A person is obligated to read the Megillah at night, and it sounds like, and to repeat it during the day. Shene'emar, as it says, it brings proof text. Elokai ekra yomam v'lo ta'aneh v'layla velo dumiali. Okay, this proof text, I'll translate in a second. This is coming from Perek Chafbet of Tehillim. This is Mizmor Shir LaYelet HaShachar. This is a Perek of Tehillim that's traditionally associated with Megillat Esther. We connect Ayelet HaShachar, this hind of the morning or the light of the morning with Esther itself. And this is the Perek of Tehillim that starts with Eli Eli Lama Zavtani. My God, why have you abandoned me? And we immediately enter into this, the pathos that Esther feels when she's thrown into the palace with Ahasuerus. And one of the verses toward the beginning is, my God, I call to you during the day and you don't respond. And at night, and it's not quiet for me, like from the language of dmama, silent. I have no quiet, or it's not quiet for me. In other words, how is he understanding from this verse that I say that I must read the Megillah at night and then again during the day? Ekra yomam, I read or call out. I call out during the day. And at night, it is not quiet for me, i.e. I call out again. So we have a verse here that's associated with Megillat Esther. We're going to get back to these verses in a little while, but for now, I just want to put out the main idea. We have a verse that's associated, in Perek of Tehillim, associated with Megillat Esther. And according to this verse, I'm crying out to God, or Esther is crying out to God, and I'm doing it during the day, and it's not enough. I'm also doing it at night. Now, the next thing the Gemara does is it notes that there's a certain ambiguity, potentially, in the phrasing that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi uses. He uses the term again, lishnota. Now, the phrase lishnota can be from like the word shnaim or mishne, to repeat. Now, it's also very closely related for a term that we use when we talk about learning, shinun, the shinantan levanecha, which is very closely related, right? We repeat the things over, we teach them over. So one possibility, savor mina lemikraya balayla ulemitna matnitin dida biyamama. There were those who thought that what he was saying was, read the Megillah at night and learn about it. Learn, let's say, the Mishnahs about it during the day, not to read it twice. That was a possibility for understanding Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi's position, not that you would actually read it twice, but that there would be two different activities going on. Amar luhu Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya said to those who thought this way, who wanted to say, no, we're not reading the Megillah twice. Even according to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, we're just reading it once at night, and then we're learning it during the day. Amar luhu Rabbi Yirmiya, ledidi mafarshali minei de Rabbi Chia bar Abba, kegon de amri inshi avor parshat da vetnaya. Okay, so actually, no, he has this, he says that, he says, and for me, I also learn it in accordance with Rav Chia bar Abba, like the people say, I'll go through this parsha once and I'll repeat it. He says, I have a tradition that this means repetition, not learning the topic. Itmar nami, it was also said, Amar Rabbi Chalba, Amar Ula Bira. Rabbi Chalba said that Ula from Bira said, Chayav Adam likrot et ha-megillah balayla velishnota bayom. So we have another sage who's saying the same thing that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said, but now he has a different proof text. Why? Shene'emar, for it is written, for it is said, Leman yezamercha kavod velo yidom, Hashem Elokai lo lamodecha. This is from the Perek of Tehillim, Hafachta mispedi lemacholi, you have turned my mourning into joy. And at the end we say, in order that I sing to you honor and not be silent, Lord my God, or God my Lord, Lord my God, forever, always, I will thank you. And here the idea seems to be that I will always be thanking you, i.e. it's not enough to thank you just during the daytime or just at night. I need to thank you continuously, much like, I don't know, we have a Korban Tamid in the morning and then the late afternoon. We have Kriyat Megillah in the evening and in the morning, so that there's a continuous mode of thanks. Okay, we're going to come back to these proof texts in a little while, but for now, I want to summarize what we've seen and start to move and look at what some of the halachists did in trying to understand this issue. What have we seen so far? I mean, I see there's some stuff in the chat. I'm not going to look at the chat during the shiur, but at the end, Bezrat Hashem, I'll go in and respond to questions. We've seen that there are not one, but two Mishnayot that deal with the idea that the Megillah is read during the day. They can be read up until the end of the day, and they can be read starting from sunrise in a pressing situation from dawn. We've seen then that the Gemara derives this understanding of reading the Megillah during the day from the fact that there's a pasuk in the Megillah that says, "Hayamim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim." These days are mentioned or are remembered via Megillah. Megillah reading is during the day. However, there's also this tradition in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and then later also in the name of Ula, that in fact we read the Megillah first at night, and we repeat it during the day. There's a little possibility, there floats the idea that no, maybe we really just read it once and then we just learn about it during the day. No, we reject that. We read it twice. We read it at night and we read it during the day. And the Gemara says, yeah, and the Mishnayot were not really meaning to contradict this. The Mishnayot were just talking about the daytime reading, and they just didn't mention the nighttime reading. And the first question that we should ask ourselves, and then we have two different proof texts that are brought to support this, both from Prakim of Tehillim. We'll get back to the deeper meaning of these proof texts a little while. Now, the first question we really want to ask ourselves is, if we're doing it twice, are both readings on the same footing? Now, if I were just basing myself on what I've seen in the Mishnayot, and that the Mishnah is supported by the verse in the Megillah, Yamim Ha'ele Nizkarim V'Na'asim, it would seem to me that the essential reading, the primary reading, is going to be during the day. That's what the Mishnah talks about. That's what the verse from the Megillah seems to support. You read the Megillah during the day. And yet, if you think about Rabbi Yeshua's statement, and Ula uses the same language, it sounds a little bit, perhaps, like we're more focused on the night. How so? Rabbi Yeshua says a person must read it at night and repeat it during the day. Sounds a little bit like the repetition is secondary. So one of the essential questions that we need to work out, it's complicated enough to see that, okay, we have this idea of continuous praise or of praise both in the day and in the night. And one of the things we want to work out is, well, which of these is really more essential? In fact, this is a question that's come up in different years, and this year's in particular, it's poignant with, let's say, soldiers who are serving and for whatever reason can't hear more than one Megillah reading. Let's say they can get out for only one. Which should they prioritize? Not so clear. Let's look at what the Rambam has to say about this. And there's an interesting way in which the Rambam addresses this issue. Okay. Rambam. I have to move the Zoom out of the way. Here we go. Mitzvah likrot tekula. It's a mitzvah to read the whole Megillah. Mitzvah likrot balalu bayom. And it's a mitzvah to read it both at night and during the day. The chol alala kasher lekriat alayla, and you can read the night one all night long. The chol hayom kasher lekriat hayom, and you can read the day one all day long. And just even notice already now that the Rambam, this phrase of chol alala kasher lekriat alayla, he makes it sound just like the phrase for the day. You would not know from the Rambam that one of these appears in the Mishnah and one does not. Umvarech kodem kriata balayla shalosh brachot. And before reading it at night, you recite three brachot. Here's what they are. The blessing on reading the Megillah. The blessing about the miracle. And Shechianu. So it says, at night, we recite these three brachot. And now here's where things get interesting. Uvayom eino hozer umvarech Shechianu. And in the day, you do not recite the Shechianu again. Now, what does it mean to say that you don't recite the Shechianu again? If the Rambam is saying that I don't recite the Shachianu again during the daytime, the implication is that he feels that I've really been engaged during the day and during the night, i.e. in both of these Megillah readings, in the same mitzvah. Yeah, it's the same mitzvah, and I'm doing it twice. And just as usually, generally speaking, the first time I do a mitzvah, let's say back to shaking lulav, right? The first time one shakes lulav, it's with a shechianu. And subsequent times, it's not shechianu. It's the same mitzvah, but we don't make that bracha again. Halakha nerot Hanukkah. The first night, we say it with shechianu. Subsequent nights, we don't say it with shechianu. So to hear, it's the same mitzvah. We're doing it twice. And the second time, we don't recite shechianu because we already did it last night, i.e. from a simple reading of the Rambam, it seems like these two readings are on the same footing. However, there's another source in the Gemara that might call this particular reading or this conclusion into question, and it gets cited by those who question it. Okay? Let's just open this up. Amar Rava, Su'udat Purim she'achla balayla lo yatsa yidei chovatum. Someone who tries, this is actually a very important point in its own right for all the people who get drunk on Purim night. Someone who tries to have their Purim Su'udah at night was not Yotzei Yidei Chova, did not discharge their mitzvah obligation. There's no mitzvah Su'udah Purim at night. My time, what's the reason? Yemei Mishteh V'simcha Aktiv. It's written in the Megillah that these are going to be days. Again, it's a similar play like we saw before. Days of rejoicing and happiness. Days of drinking and rejoicing and happiness. Rav Ashi have a yativ kamei. Well, actually, and then there's a story where there are students who don't come, and the Rebbe didn't know this halacha, and he gets informed of this halacha, and he says, oh, so in fact, they couldn't have done Su'udat Purim last night and discharged their obligation. They have to do Su'udat Purim during the day. Okay. Why is this important? This is important because there's a question about how the different mitzvot of Purim link together. If we think about the other mitzvot of Purim, when do we do them? Mishloach manot, we do during the day. Matanot l'avyonim, during the day. You can have a shaliach, you can give money to an agent in advance who's going to give it for you during the day. But Matanot Levyonim are also during the day. Su'udat Purim, we just saw a source. You may mishtev simcha. Su'udat Purim, during the day. Why suddenly, specifically with the Megillah, do we have this extra? Okay, we have the psukim. But what does that maybe indicate to us about the relative priority or importance of the two readings? And with this, we can look at what the Tosfot had to say. Tosfot. Chayav adam nikrot et ha-Megillah balayla v'lishnota bayom. So he quotes Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Omer Ri, Rabbi Yitzchak of Dampierre says, Da'af agav de'mevarech zman b'layla, chozer umvorech oto b'yom. Even though you recited the Shachianu at night, you go back and you recite it again in the daytime. Now remember that Rambam said, you said Shachianu at night, you don't say it again during the daytime. Sounds like Rambam saying it's all one mitzvah, you're just repeating it. The Tosfot say no. The Ri and Tosfot says no. You said Shechianu at night. You're going to say it again during the day. Why? De'ikar pirsume nisa have b'kriya diyamama. Because the fundamental publicizing of the miracle is something that happens in the reading of the day. And the pasuk also sounds this way, dichtiv, because it says, and now he brings the proof text of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, the laila velo dumiali, right? First, in Ayala de Shachar, we say, I cried out to God in the day and he didn't answer. And then, and at night, it won't be quiet for me. Klomar, which is to say, even though you read in the day, which is the basic reading, you also should not be silent at night. The haikar have biyamama, kivan shiizkiro hakatuv tchila, and the fundamental reading is during the day because that's what the pasuk that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi brings says first. V'gam ikara suda biyamamahu, and also The fundamental mitzvah of the Seudah we saw is during the day. Kedamar lekaman, as it says later on, dimach la balela liyatsa, that if he ate it, the Seudah, achala, at night, he wasn't discharging his obligation. Hachinami mashma midichtiv nizkarim menasim. The days, back to the pasuk we started with, hayamim ha'ela nizkarim menasim, the remembered and done. Itkish zechira lasiya, the reading of the Megillah, is juxtaposed with the actions, the mitzvah actions. Ma ikar asiya b'yamama askarakin, just as the fundamental fulfillment of the action mitzvahs of Purim, things like mishloach manot, seuda, are during the day, so too the Megillah reading should be during the day. Okay, so in the interest of time, I wanna summarize what we have. We're gonna and then I wanna focus back in with meaning that we can make from the psukim. So what we've seen is that fundamentally, if we look at the Mishnah and a simple reading of it, it seems like Megillah reading is during the day. And yet there's this teaching, we have it both in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi and in the name of Ula, that Chayav Adam Mikorat HaMegillah V'Laila L'Shnata B'Yom, that you need to read it at night and to repeat it during the day. The question is, how do these readings measure up with each other? The Rambam, especially because he paskins that Shechianu is recited only at night, seems to indicate that the two readings are on the same halachic level. It's the same mitzvah. However, Tosfot suggests strongly that the mitzvah is fundamentally a mitzvah that is performed during the day. The night reading is a sort of extra, an extra that we're learning from these proof texts from Tehillim, but not the fundamental mitzvah. The fundamental mitzvah is to be reading the Megillah during the day, and that's why they paskin that we would recite the Shechianu twice, both at night and during the day. In a sense, the fundamental mitzvah gets the Shechianu during the day, and a set of, and you could call that a mitzvah midivrei kabbalah, a mitzvah that's learned from these psukim, something in between Torah level and Rabbanan, maybe even closer to Doraita, whereas the reading at night is perhaps on a lesser level. Now we get back to the question of what the deeper meaning is in all of this, and here I think it's really instructive to go back to these verses and to think about them a little bit more. We have two verses. Now, the second verse is a little easier to understand. The second verse is, L'man yizamer ha-kavod. V'lo idom, Hashem Elokai lo'olam odeka. I'm going to praise you, God. I'm going to praise your honor and not be silent forever. I will always give thanks to you. Rashi there says that this is a shevach. Kriyat ha-megillah shevachu. According to this verse, what we're seeing is reading the Megillah as a form of praise to God. And when we're saying that we read the Megillah at night and also during the day, what we're effectively saying is we need to continue our praise of God all the way through. We need to have as much praise of God le'olam as possible. And it's all one thing. And it's all on the same level. That verse, perhaps it's not coincidental, is not the verse that Tosfot cite when they support their viewpoint that specifically the reading during the day is more essential. But the second verse, the verse from Mizmor Shir Ayelet HaShachar, is perhaps a little bit more compelling. It's a little different, right? It's, I call out to you, God, your mom, in the day, and you don't answer. V'laila v'lo dumiyali, and at night, and it's not quiet for me, I can't be silent. The second verse is saying that there's a distinction, perhaps, between reading at night and during the day. Or the way that Rashi puts it is, shayuzo akin bimei saratan yom v'laila, the desperation in Mizmor Shir Ayelet HaShachar. Keli, keli, lama zavtani, my Lord, why have you forsaken me? That sense of desperation comes through with the idea, I have to call out to you during the day and I have to call out to you at night, because I'm coming from a place of desperation. Now, before we finish, I want to point out something, and then I want to make a point that I think is particularly important for now. What I want to point out is that according to both viewpoints, both Ula and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, both of their proof texts, though they're different for why we would read the Megillah twice, they're both agreeing on something. They're both agreeing that the Megillah represents not being silent. They're both agreeing that the Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, is a form of prayer. The difference, perhaps, is in how we perceive the nature of the prayer of reading the Megillah, whether in the night or during the day. If we look at the pasuk from Hafachta Mispadi L'Macholi, you've turned my mourning into joy, both at night and during the day, reading the Megillah is a form of praise. It's joy. It's straight out Pursume Nisa and happiness. And yet, if we think about the pasuk coming from Mizmor Shir, Lamnatseach Alayelet HaShachar, Mizmor V'David, the pasuk from Tehillim Chafbet, from God perhaps forsaking, or as Rashi puts it, Shayuzo Akin Bimetzaratan Yom Valala. They are crying out. It's a different type of prayer. It's a prayer of entreaty. It's a prayer of desperation. It's a prayer of not yet having been saved. I've seen it suggested in different people's names that perhaps we can split the difference. Perhaps nowadays when we hear or read the Megillah, we can think about the night reading as being more closely associated with that sense of desperation, anguish, need, entreaty, turning to God. And the morning reading, when we really experience the fact that Hashem was hofech, hesped, when Hashem was really turned our mourning, our eulogy, into machol, into dancing and rejoicing, mi'avon simcha, me'eva liyom tov, from anguish to joy, from mourning to a festive day, it's in the morning that we have a different level, perhaps, of Pursume Nisa, when we can experience the joy of that redemption. And particularly this year, I think this is an important message, both that we're reading the Megillah twice, and both times it represents a sort of prayer, and both times the reason we're praying twice, according to both opinions, is that we need more. It's not enough just to do it during the day. But beyond that, that there's perhaps an idea that at night we're going into this not knowing for sure how we're going to come out of it, which is something I think a lot of us can relate to right now. And in the morning, it's the moment to really rejoice at the fact that God can redeem us, even when the days seem very, very dark and Geula doesn't seem as certain as we'd like it to be. Okay, I'll look at questions in the chat. The Seder. Okay, rich reading fulfills mitzvah. So the answer is both of them. Both of them fulfill the mitzvah. They're both considered a mitzvah. The question is just, do we consider them both fulfillments of the same mitzvah, two different fulfillments of one mitzvah, or do we consider the daytime reading to be the fundamental fulfillment of the mitzvah and the nighttime reading to be sort of a slightly lesser level? Okay, isn't all of Purim as is Hanukkah Drabanan? So it's actually a kind of an interesting question, and it gets into, have you noticed as we're going through the way that we're using the verses in the Megillah, almost the way that we use verses from the Torah in terms of drawing out halacha from them. There's a way in which Purim can be categorized as what we call Divrei Kabbalah, which is not exactly Durabanan, and in some ways might even more closely resemble Doraita, though it's not exactly Doraita either. And it's this idea of learnings drawn from a strong prophetic tradition. So one of the possible ways to understand the way that the two readings interact, at least for those who say, potentially for anyone, but at least for those who say that the two readings are on a different level, is that perhaps the one in the morning is when it's also a Divrei Kabbalah, and at night is a separate rabbinic enactment based on this idea from Tehillim. My understanding is that the night reading, well, so this idea, that perhaps at night in particular, we can be thinking about Laila Velo Dumiali, this idea of Za'aka, our crying out at the time of needing an ace, of course, very naturally fits into those years when Ta'anit Esther, when we're still even going into the Megillah reading, many of us fasting. This year it's a little different. because we have Tanya Esther is going to be separated from the Megillah reading. But even so, those ideas about what the reading is can still obtain. Okay. If there's nothing else, then I want to thank you very much. And I also want to express my excitement. I wish I could stay for the rest of this Yom Yun. Two of the speakers, Rav Silver and Rav Berger, were both teachers of mine. And it's a real schut, to be able to be on a program with them. And it's a real opportunity for you to be able to learn with them. So thank you so much, Rabbi Jay. And thank you everyone for joining.
Thank you. And Rabbi Liebtag is a neighbor of yours. The next yeshiva over.
Yes. I mean, certainly very esteemed. One yeshiva over and a former closer neighbor even.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. We're going to take, I think, a 14-minute break. Maybe we'll cut 1 minute off the break. I don't want to cut too much off. We'll start with Rabbi Silver. We'll be talking to David Silver for Searching God and Megillat Esther from the head of Trisha. We'll start at, 11:54, let's say. No, that's whatever. 11. We'll start at 11:56. Okay, so everybody go get a cup of coffee, or it's not Tiny Dester yet. A cup of coffee, a piece of cake, a stretch, and we'll see you in a few minutes. And thank you. And invite your friends. You got 10 minutes to send an email to a friend to join in. We have three wonderful lectures coming up, Shirim. So invite just one person. You're not allowed to invite more. That's Bal Tosif. So just one person to invite, and then we can double our audience. Bavakasha. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you, Laurie, again. Be well.